G'day, listeners. Phil C here. This is Aussie Flashbacks, and I've got on the phone lines a fabulous country entertainer. He goes by the name of Pete Smokey Dawson. How are you going today, Pete?
Hey, Phil, how you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm having a fabulous time, and I'm so looking forward to music in the Mulga. That's where I met you last year, soul to the earth, real country boy, fabulous entertainer. How have you been keeping, mate? What have you been doing the last 12 months?
Mate, busy. I've actually been very busy and enjoying it. And you're right, Phil, I'm getting ready for music in the Mulga again.
Yes.
And looking forward to it. 12 months has come around pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got our music back after all that horrible things that happened with COVID. And
yep.
Here we go. We've gone to music in the Mulga for the second time after it. And, look, I've been busy at home.
Uh-huh.
I've been busy picking up a camper van to get me on the road.
Yes.
And I'm on the road.
Fantastic.
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to roll, ready to hit the road and hit the airwaves with some incredible country music. How many times have you been to music in the Mulga? What would this be for you? Because I met you last year. Wasn't your first one, that's for sure.
No, I think I've been there for over 10 years now. Sure.
And you don't miss any other than with the COVID?
We missed a couple of years of COVID. That was it. So, it's been – I wasn't at the very first ones where it started at Nauru, at Nardu, at the other station.
Yep.
When they moved it to Wandilla at Yulo.
Yes.
I think I was there on maybe their second occasion.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't missed it. I come out every year. First time I went out there, my mate Bushy Thompson said, Smokey, you got to come out to music in the Mulga.
Yes.
And I said, where is it? And he goes, you'll find it. It's a place called Yulo.
Okay.
That sounded all right. And I tell you, it's a bit like that. And I think for the journey, when you first take yourself out to music in the Mulga, you've got to be prepared to leave everything at home behind, and away you go.
Yes.
Because you're going out into the middle of Australia.
Yep.
And, make sure you got your water and some warm clothes and
mm-hmm.
some matches, because you might need a lot of fire one night. So.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Out there and the music's on, and there's 3,500 people at music in the Mulga, Phil.
There is. There is.
And they pop out there for every reason under the sun.
Yep.
They come and spend it in Carmel and David's backyard out there at Yulo. And 4 days of absolute brilliant fun, music, good times, catching up.
Yes.
Yabby races, fancy dress.
Yes.
You name it. We've got the best out there. And,
you sure do. You sure do.
Beer as well.
Yeah, look, I went to it last year. It was my first experience with music in the Mulga. And I met you, and I met the likes of Terry Clark, and I met the Bushwhackers were on that one, and also Becky Cole. I met so many. Vixens of Fall, which are going to be out there again this year. So many fabulous entertainers. But apart from the fabulous entertainers, what about the atmosphere? It is just like one big happy family. It's a party of friends, isn't it?
It is. It's like you've just been invited into someone's backyard and the party's on.
Yes.
And the party's on. And there's so many things to do, you know. And not only does Carmel and David keep the entertainment rolling all through the festival, because the walk-ups start early and and there's food served at different times. And, you know, we've got different vendors that show up. You know, sometimes there's a saddle maker there or someone making coffee or there's a pizza guy there.
Mm.
And all the different people that come from all different walks of life come as well. And they come for one reason, Phil, and it's to spend time listening to great country music.
It is.
And you, as a radio presenter, you know the power of music. And, you know, to bring people together, to bring that many people together out in an area like that is just it has its own magic. It has its own draw card.
Yes.
So I can't tell you about it. You have to come out and you have to see it.
You do. You have to experience it yourself. Yeah. And you know what? Even though last year the weather was absolutely rotten leading into the festival and we couldn't actually get out there because the road was closed.
Yep.
But once the rain stopped and they graded that road, everybody got in and Mother Nature smiled on us. We didn't have any rain after that and it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, Mother Nature really smiled down on us and it was like, wow, now we're here, let's just have some fun. And it never stopped from the second we got there.
No, I think you might have pulled up on the same day I pulled up there and it was just a little bit of rain that morning and as that happened, Amy Ryan came over to me and young Amy, at the time was only 12, and she said to me, "Smokey, I've just woke up with this tune in my head. I play it for you." So she played it for me. We were sitting by the campfire, and she said, "I want to write a song with you." And I said, "Oh, okay." So I said, "Is that the tune?" She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, it sounds like a bit of a horse ride." And next thing, we'd written a song together, and 12 months ago that was.
Yes.
And our little song is apparently today just gone to number one on the Tasmanian radio chart.
Sensational.
As I Ride.
As I Ride, yeah. So what do you reckon, Pete? As I Ride, I think this is a good time in the program, in the interview, where we should throw that number one song on by you and Amy so everybody gets the chance to listen to it. What do you reckon, Pete?
Oh, that'd be great, Phil. That'd be great. It's a beautiful song, and let it rip, mate. That's great.
Wake up early in the morning, race out to the stables just for fun,
saddle off the rail as it's dawning, and I'll be back before you know I've gone.
As I ride the steam along the river, flow past from evening summer rain,
hands are stained the color of the leather as I ride that homeward track again.
I'm high in the saddle as I'm riding, looking to the early morning sky. Stormbirds calling out the warning, there's nothing like this feeling I'm alive.
Before you know I've gone,
I'm high in the saddle as I'm riding, looking into the early morning sky. Stormbirds calling out the warning, there's nothing like this feeling I'm alive. I'm alive as I ride.
I just find it phenomenal that within 12 months, that's a turnaround from being at Music in the Mulga.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it changed my life in 12 months. So let's see what happens to you in 12 months after you've been at Music in the Mulga.
Yeah.
Because magic seems to happen, you know, and I think you've been there once.
Yes.
I've been there 10 times.
And, yeah.
You know, I actually wrote a song one year when I went out there, and I started to write this song. Called it Music in the Mulga.
Right.
And it is on that album that you don't have at the moment.
Ah, yes. That's the one I don't have, The Reason. That's the one I don't have of yours. Yes.
So I'm going to send you a copy of that anyway. But,
okay.
It's on that album. The song called Music in the Mulga.
Uh-huh.
When I wrote the first half of the song,
right,
the Mulga finished and I was leaving and I couldn't finish the song. And took me a whole nother year to have to wait around to go back out there to sort of drink in the atmosphere again.
Yes.
To finish the song.
Yes.
And it took another 12 months before that song got to be finished written. So that's the power of what you can experience at the Mulga for a songwriter. You might get a good song. I've had a couple of good songs out there. But it's also the value of the country. You're going out some of the hard stock route country and you're looking at some of the beautiful Australian bush that, you know, coastal people might never see unless they venture out west.
Yeah. But, you know, having said that, I've been to a lot of festivals, and even though you are going out onto someone's property, and it is a bit arid out there. It's not a real hard route to get into Wandilla. If the weather's all great and the roads aren't washed out, everything's fantastic. Like, I've been to other festivals which are just a nightmare to get to. if you look at the big Birdsville Bash, for example, I mean, oh God, it takes you forever to get out there.
That's why they call it a bash.
That's why they call it the Big Red Bash, because it is a bash getting out there. Whereas the music in the Mulgars, you don't need a hard four-wheel drive to get out there. I mean, you got out there last year and you were driving a high ace. So that says it. You can get out there in a normal car. So for the benefit of the listeners, don't think, listeners, you need a four-wheel drive or a stock route or an Aboriginal guide tracker to get you there.
It's just off the main road. You pull into the little town of Ulay, which is around about 80 k's west of Cunnamulla.
Yes.
So you come in, you meet the Cunnamulla fella.
Yep.
You turn at the roundabout and you take the road, keep going west out onto the Thargaminda Road, the Ulay Road, and you just keep heading out that road. And about 80 k's later, you get to Ulay. When you get to Ulay, you'll meet the big wombat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wombat at Ulay?
Yes.
There's a big giant wombat there, so you'll meet him at Ulay and then maybe stop and have a cold beer at the Ulay Queen Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the Queen Hotel, you look up the end of the street. Right at the end of the street, you can see a dirt road. Well, that's the road you take.
That's it.
You take that road. It's on the left as you go around the corner, and you just go up that dirt road, probably about 5 miles, 7K, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I've got to take my hat off to the likes of Carmel and David, because what an incredible thing they've done, not only for the music festival and for the artists like yourself, but for the whole town of Ulay, you know what I mean? They really are great people.
Yeah, it is the whole Shire, you know, and that Shire is a pretty important Shire. The Paru River, that river system and all that area out there, it's our filter country, where the big heavy rains get filtered before they run back into other river systems. And that red dirt out there, it's hard. It's a hard compacted dirt. So, you know, it's not like the black dirt around the Dalby area where you get bogged.
Yes.
This stuff, when it rains on it, it just seems to get harder underneath you.
Well, I think it's going to be a sensation.
We don't see too many people getting towed out, do we?
No. Look, we had a couple last year, but that was just because the weather was freakish. You know what I mean? Like, I drove in okay, I drove out okay. Some big buses, because you get all vehicles out there, and I know a big bus got stuck, but hey, you know, the crew out there at that work with David and Carmel, they got a tractor and got them out. So even if you get stuck, listeners, you're not stuck. Somebody will be out there to give you a hand, you know?
No, you're never really stuck in the bush. There's always someone to help you out. But come out and have a look at Music in the Mulga. You know, everybody that's got a chance to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody can get out there this year. I know that, but book it in your calendar for next year.
Yeah,
because it's one of those great events, and it comes around every year before you know it. And I just love getting out there. It's refreshing to the mind.
Yes.
It's one of those things and one of those places where you can look at the stars at night with pure clarity. You can sit underneath that starry dome above you and you can just look around that huge big campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil, you've been there. We're burning logs out there that over my head.
Yes. Look, I was going to say that, and I'm going to mention it to the others too. I don't know whether I prefer to see you guys on stage or afterwards, when you all get around this massive fire, listeners, the people, they bring the logs in on a tractor and this fire burns all night and half the day and they just keep stoking it up. And at the end of the performance, people like yourself and Terry Clark and, Becky Hans, they all get there, they jam, they sing, everybody has a go. If you want to sing with you guys, get up and sing. If you want to tell a yarn, if you want to do a bit of bush poetry, and everybody's encouraged to do what they can do around that campfire at the end of the night, have a few beers, kick back, and it's just a sensational experience to be, you know, You go to other festivals, the singers do their thing. They get off stage, they walk away. That's the end of it. You guys don't finish until you're pulling out of there 4 days later. It goes on day and night.
Phil, I walked away from that fire at 4 o'clock in the morning one morning, and that was enough for me. I realised that it was too much. I had to go to bed.
Yes.
But and that's what it'll do to you. So like, don't be surprised if you find yourself sitting there well after midnight.
Oh, for sure.
The music keeps on going. So once we get off the stage, around about 10, 10:30, the music might stop, and then we all go to around the fire.
Yeah.
And the music seems to keep going.
It does.
Drifts off sometime, but it's about making it your party as
of
well.
Course.
You've got to enjoy it. It's about you as a listener.
Yeah.
Us as a performer, we just love to be out there, and we love to get our songs out there, and that's why we thank you guys, Phil, for the radio, because what you do for us performers and musicians is you take our music further than we can ever get it,
mm-hmm.
and it gets around the world, and people have a listen to our songs, and I like the young Amy Ryan. I wrote this song within 12 months ago.
Yes.
Probably no one ever heard of Amy Ryan, and today she's actually sitting at number one in the Tasmanian chart.
Absolutely brilliant.
And that's the stuff I want to encourage, mate.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to get in touch with Amy at some stage and try and get her on the program as well somewhere along the lines. But big congratulations to both you and her for that number one song, As I Ride. Mate, fingers crossed everything happens without any sort of, weather intervention, and we have another fabulous festival this year.
Mate, we're looking forward to it. I think the weather's going to be great.
Yep.
So maybe bring your mozzie spray. That might be the only thing. You sometimes get a mozzie out there, but that's your own, you've got to rug up a little bit there. If it's too hot, put some sunscreen on or bring some water. Bring the things you think you need.
Yep.
But come out and bring some fun to the Mulga. Come and join in all our festival activities. There's a charity auction. There's a yabby race, which is a lot of fun.
Yep. Fashions in the field, the big fashion parade. Yep.
So it's not just about the music. It's about coming in, joining up with the music in the Mulga team, meeting the family.
Yep.
And, becoming part of something that we've built a little tradition here in Australia, and it's our music festivals. And if this is one that you love, come and be a part of it.
Great stuff. Well, listeners, I've got to let you know, it is from Thursday the 18th of May until Sunday the 21st of May. If you want to know anything, just go on to Google and type in Music in the Mulga. There you're going to find the gallery of fabulous photographs. You've got the lineup. There's contact information where you can book tickets. And I've got to tell you, the Bushwhackers, Roo Arcus, Jason Owen, Jeff Brown, Bucky Hance, Pete, there's so many on there. Smokey Pete Dawson, Terry Clark, Kerry Kennedy. Yeah. It's going to be a sensational 4 days.
Vixen's, there's a big pile of them all, mate.
Yeah.
Come along. Everyone come along. We'll see you at Malta.
Fantastic. Pete, I'm going to wind this up now, mate. Have you got a favourite one of your songs? I haven't played one of your songs for a little bit. What's your favourite from what album, my friend?
Well, because you haven't got it and you had to go and look for it, I've got that one on the album, The Reason.
Yes.
And it's a song that's called Coffee for One.
Okay.
And I just think that Coffee for One, we're heading into wintertime, and I think it's a song that people might relate to. So enjoy Coffee for One, mate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carmel and David, for inviting us out to the Mulga again this year.
Uh-huh.
And thank you very much, Phil, for ringing me up today. And all you listeners out there who've enjoyed any of our music, please, ring up your radio station, request a song, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely brilliant. And, of course, all your music, Pete, can they get your music anywhere or just on the platforms?
No, well, there's some of it on platforms. I didn't put a lot out there. But if you really want to get my music, the easiest way is to get in contact with me on Facebook Messenger, Peter Smokey Dawson, and you'll find me. And we can become mates, and you can come and join the Smokey Pete fan club if you like.
Fantastic.
I haven't really got one, Phil, but I guess you got to think about all these things. There's a lot of people out there with my music now, and I really appreciate the fact that they have they have that taste of music that I've enjoyed as well. So.
Fantastic. We'll start up a fan club for you, Peter.
I reckon. Yeah, I don't know. What think.
All right, mate. I gotta wrap this up, buddy. I can't wait to catch up with you again, and we'll see you at Music in the Mulga, 18th to 21st of May.
Cheers, mate. Enjoy your day.
Good on you. There you go, listeners. That's Smokey Pete Dawson, or Pete Smokey Dawson. We're going to play a song from his album, The Reason. It's called Coffee for One, and we'll be back with more Aussie flashbacks straight after this.
If I could see the smoke from your fire, I'd come over for coffee. I'd sit by your window and I'd watch you smile in the sun. I'd hold your hand and I'd walk with you through the garden, down to the pathway that always led me back home. Oh, but I don't see the smoke coming out of your chimney. The house is still there, but the fire inside has grown cold. I remember you told me you'd be away for the summer. Now the winter's come and it won't be long till you're home. If I could see the smoke from your fire, I'd come over for coffee. I'd sit by your window and I'd watch you smile in the sun. You're far away, living somewhere in the city. And I'm all alone on my own and it's coffee for one. I wish I took the time to tell you I love you. You're far away and the feelings inside me have grown. I spent my summertime just thinking about you. But I'm all alone on my own and it's coffee for one. I could see the smoke from your fire, I'd come over for coffee. I'd sit by your window and I'd watch you smile in the sun. I'd hold your hand and I'd walk with you through the garden. But I'm all alone on my own and it's coffee for one. Here I'm all alone on my own and it's coffee for one.